Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the walkthrough.
Welcome to the week 6 edition of the walkthrough. I am the authentic one, your boy, Mr. Matty Kewam, and I'm joined, of course, by the host of America's Game, South Harmon's finest, my man, Eric Vernick. Eric, week 6, baby. I cannot believe we are already at week 6 of the season. What is going on?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's been flying by this year, that's for sure. So, ready to talk about this 14-game NHL slate. Let's do it.
We're going to talk about, you know, the Red Wings, the Bruins. We got all this. Just kidding. Of course, we're talking about the NFL slate. I mean, if you guys wanted a little pivot, Eric and I could probably go 3.5 hours about WWE and the PLE that is a Saturday and talk about, the event down in Perth, Australia. Yeah, we can talk about that, too.
Yeah, Maddie would be waking up bright and early at 8 a.m. just to watch it.
I will 100% be making sure that I'm up early to watch that because I got to see my man Seth Rollins take down Cody Rhodes. Seth Rollins, my guy.
There you go.
I'm Seth guy. But all right, that's enough. And that's enough other stuff. We're talking about the NFL slate. We're talking about all the games here in week 6. And of course, as always, please subscribe to the South Harmon Fantasy Football channel. Smash that like button and go ahead and leave a comment. Also, if you're listening via podcast, rate, review, leave a comment, do all that good stuff. And of course, if you're in the chat, leave all your lineup questions, trade questions, anything that you got for us. We're here to help you. We're here to help you walk through week 6 and get those dubs. And if you want to jump the line, get to the top, make sure you leave a super chat. You will supersede and jump all the way up to the tippity top. Week 6 is here. I cannot believe it. Two teams on bye, so not as bad as last week. Last week was a bit of a it was tough. But this week, we just got the Houston Texans and Minnesota Vikings, so not too much. Not as much. Still some fantasy-relevant guys, of course. But we got a nice little Week 6 slate on tap for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. Let's get into it.
All right, let's start with the first game, a 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time game. Another game from England, from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. This is the second game at the stadium. The Denver Broncos, they are 3-2, and they will be playing the New York Football Jets, who are 0-5. Broncos are giving up 7.5 points, over under 43.5. Broncos minus 410 on the money line. Jets plus 320. Let's start with the, in quotes, visiting Broncos. Bo Nix. Bo Nix was a really, really great fantasy asset on a weekly basis last year. This year, though, it hasn't been so great. So let's start with the quarterback, and then we'll go through the rest of the positions. Where do you have Bo this week? Are we playing with confidence? Is he kind of a QB2? What's your thoughts on Bo Nix against the Jets this week?
No, I'm firing him up with confidence. So the Jets defense hasn't been very good this year at all. Aaron Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns on those guys week 1. Dak just lit them up in their own barn. So yeah, I'm going with Bo Nix this week. Definitely a top 12 play for me.
In his own barn. I mean, you are primed and ready to go for some hockey.
Hell yeah.
Some puck maybe. All right. So Bo Nix, yeah, I think you play Bo Nix. You really have to have some, you know, better options if you're going to play Nix. I do want to ask you this, and we'll talk about more about this quarterback later when we get to his game, but he's got the matchup against Dallas. Are you going Bo Nix or Bryce Young this week?
I think I'm still going to go Bo Nix on that one. I think Bryce does have a solid matchup this week against Dallas, but I trust Bo Nix more this week against the Jets.
Over the running back position for the Broncos. So they've been a straight-up committee, but the strong side of the platoon has gone to J.K. Dobbins. He's been the guy scoring consistent fantasy points each and every week, where R.J. Harvey has shown it in terms of his athleticism, his, you know, in spurts, but it hasn't really translated to fantasy production. Of the two running backs, who do you want to play this week, and are, or would you play them both?
I definitely want to play Dobbins this week if I had to choose. This is the game script is we're expecting them to be up and pounding the rock later in the game. So I also think R.J. Harvey can definitely get in there. And my old baseball Mets player saying, coming out.
The Dark Knight making an appearance on the walkthrough. I love it.
Yeah. R.J. Harvey, I do like him as like a flex play this week because I think he can definitely get some garbage time stuff there. Hopefully they get him the ball early on, get him some catches. Like me and T-Rock just did America's game that dropped today, and I was surprised at how little like R.J. Harvey is just being used in the pass game overall so far this year when we went through him. So hopefully he starts to get some more work in the pass game this week. But if I had to choose, definitely Dobbins over Harvey.
And on the pass catching side of things, we're playing Cortland Sutton. Okay, he's been so good. He's a top 10 receiver in fantasy right now. He's been so good all year long. I have him inside my top 24. He's great. He's ready to lock and load it. But the other two, 1 week it's Franklin, 1 week it's Mims. In week six, Eric, who are you going with? Is it going to be Mims or is it going to be Franklin this week? Because you've been pretty on par with the secondary option for the receivers on this team.
This one's really tough, man. I don't have a good sense of which one I would rather play. I think they're both like flex-worthy plays, but one of them could bust out and the other one could have the good game. If I had gun to my head, had to pick one, I think I would go with Troy Franklin in that one.
Yeah, I have
just because I think he's a little more consistent.
He has been, and he seems to be more of the, you know, with goal to go or red zone situation where Mims is, you are just betting on a big play.
Right.
And in our lineup leagues, our redraft brethren, we don't really like to preach chasing the long ball. You know, it's not a great high percentage play, but I do have him ranked pretty close. So if you're desperate needing a flex, maybe you have Nico Collins, Addison, a couple of guys that are on bye and you're looking to kind of fill some roster spaces. I think you could play them both in the flex, like you mentioned. Yep. But I think it's a good call going Franklin. And then at the tight end, Evan Engram has just been a complete bust. He was a favorite for a lot of people in the fantasy world going into the season. Where do you have him? Are you even going to him at all in fantasy right now?
Yeah, I mean, he had the touchdown last week, so that was a good sign. Like, the numbers haven't been great this year, but I don't mind him as a play this week. Like, if you're just completely lost at tight end or you got somebody that's injured or whatnot, I don't mind playing Evan Engram. Now, there's some guys I would definitely play above him. Like, I'd play Kyle Pitts, Hunter Henry, those types of players I would play ahead of him. But I think he's probably in the top end of the tight end twos, I would probably assume, if I had to rank him.
So I'm going to play a little name game with Engram because I have him ranked at tight end 28. I'm kind of staying away this week.
Oh, okay.
The Jets have, by hook or by crook, have really limited tight ends a little bit. So would you play Evan Engram or would you play A.J. Barner?
Barner, for sure. Barner's killing it.
Barner has been absolutely killing it. Way better than I think a lot of people realize. Are you playing Evan Engram or Jake Tongas?
I think I'm going to go with Tongas on that one. He had a really good connection last week with Mac Jones. Mac's going to be back in there again. Kittle's not going to play. So, yeah, give me Tongas on that one.
And last one, Evan Engram or Theo Johnson.
I like Theo Johnson tonight just because they don't have very many receiving weapons, and I think he's one of their more talented ones that they have right now. So I'd probably go Theo Johnson in that one.
I completely agree. So if you are making that decision of kind of that, you know, DGIF type of a tight end play, I'm going to go with Theo Johnson over Evan Engram. And on the Jets side of things, we can make this quick. You're playing Fields, you're playing Hall, you're playing Wilson. Is there anything else you're playing?
No, not really. I was looking at it. Fields has 3 30-point games this year in fantasy, at least in a couple of my leagues that he's been in. I think it's really hard to play him against Denver, but you kind of have to, man. He's been putting up the 30-point games, getting a lot in the garbage time. Garrett Wilson, tough matchup against Pat Surtain. If you have, like, options, like I had, like, Rome Odunze or Garrett Wilson in one of my lineups, I sat Garrett for Rome, playing Sutton over Garrett Wilson, too. So, if you have those kinds of options, like Garrett Wilson does have a really tough matchup, I'm okay sitting him. And then Breece Hall, you kind of have to play him. Like the running backs are, there's so many that are zapped with injuries right now. You kind of have to play him.
And he's just been doing it, you know, with receptions on the ground, super efficient, breakaway runs, you know, opportunity share. Those numbers are through the roof. So you're definitely going to play Hall and Fields. I mean, even last week against Dallas, it looked horrible. And then all of a sudden you look back, oh, there's another 30-point game. It just
Right.
He's finding a way to score fantasy points, which we absolutely love. We do have a question here for tonight's game, which while we're recording is Thursday night, so Thursday Night Football. But by the time you're checking this out, maybe the game's already passed. But we still got to answer the questions for our great, you know, people that are checking us out here. Devontae Smith or AJ, both in a league. Should he go AJ or should he go Slim Reaper here?
Man, that's a really good question. I think I'm going to go Devontae Smith, man. I think AJ's been on this, like, boo-hoo fucking train the last couple weeks. Devontae's actually played pretty solid. I think I'm going to go Devontae in this one over AJ.
Interesting. But, you know, I'll say this about AJ Brown just specifically. It's do or die for me in fantasy. If you have AJ, I'm playing him this week, and if he falls in his face, if he doesn't score against the Giants, I am going to lose a lot of faith in having to start him at all going forward. All right, let's move on to the next game.
I think we did have one more question from earlier. If we want to do that real quick.
Oh yeah, I was going to get to that in a second. Oh, okay. We're going to get to Bryce. We're going to talk about the Panthers on deck. Okay. So we'll get we'll get to that too. We'll go to the Rams and Ravens. So the Rams are 3-2. They head to Baltimore to take on the 1-4 Baltimore Ravens. Eric, real quick, can you believe that we're talking about the 1-4 Ravens?
No, especially not after week one where they looked great. I mean, like they lost it at the end. But they looked like one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. I believe they were the favorites to win the Super Bowl coming into the year. I bet on them, and yeah, that's not looking good. Like, they're going to have to get Lamar back after, you know, they play this week, probably a loss. Then their bye week, and hopefully Lamar's back. So starting in week eight, they got to go on a roll to, like, they can only lose, like, maybe one or two games the rest of the year to even make the playoffs. So the Ravens are going to have to get hot here real quick.
And the Rams traveling to Baltimore are giving up 7.5 points as road favorites, over under 44.5. Rams minus 380, Ravens plus 300, my Lanta. But let's start with the Rams again. Pretty straightforward. You're going to play Kyren Williams. You're going to play Devontae. You're obviously playing Puka Nacua, who is now getting dynasty wide receiver one consideration. But I want to ask you about Matthew Stafford, because Matthew Stafford leading the league in passing yards. He's been good over the last 2 weeks for fantasy, but there have been some lows, some lulls in terms of the fantasy production. If you are in a pinch, are you playing Matthew Stafford in one QB leagues?
So when I lost Lamar, I picked up Stafford in one of my home leagues, and he's had like two back-to-back 30-point games. So I'm fucking riding the train, baby. We're loaded up the Stafford one because he's been killing it. I mean, he's throwing a puke in Devontae Adams. You know he's going to put up points. He just, how many touchdowns is he going to get? Because does Kyren steal a touchdown or two here at the goal line? And then Stafford only ends up with one touchdown. I think that's your only worry. But we just saw C.J. Stroud just tear this defense up. Right. They were missing a bunch of people. I think they get like maybe one or two of these guys back this week. I think Kyle Hamilton I saw was practicing, but I don't think it's enough to stop this Puka and Devontae train. So, yeah, fire me up some Stafford this week. He's quarterback, top 12 quarterback for me this week.
Me too. I got him at quarterback 9. I'm actually playing him over the names of Justin Fields and Baker Mayfield. He's been dicing it up. And, you know, when I do my rankings, I look at it. I got Puka at 1. I got Devontae at 15. If I have top 15 receivers on this team, obviously the quarterback is going to chuck it. So I'm firing up Matthew Stafford any which way that I can. So it's pretty straightforward. Stafford, play. Kyren, play. Receivers, play. I want to ask you this, though. If someone is totally decimated by injuries, bye weeks, what have you, it hasn't been great on the surface for fantasy points, but the underlying metrics, the efficiency metrics are there for Blake Corum. Is he okay to play as like a screw it type flex play?
I don't hate it. I think there's better plays out there. Like, you could probably pick up a Ryan Flournoy from Dallas and play him over Blake Corum. I think there's some better options out there, so I would probably shy away from it personally.
Yeah, I got Corum at running back 43, so I'm not really all excited. I think he gets maybe 5 or 6 fantasy points. I don't think it's going to be enough. And like you said, there's enough free agent kind of guys out there in our shallower redraft leagues that it's easy to fire it up. On the Ravens side of things, no Lamar. He hasn't practiced yet, so we're expecting Cooper Rush to be the quarterback again. Derrick Henry has been a fantasy bust, I'll call it, through 6 weeks, which is crazy to say how he started the season. He was hot fire, hot tea to start the season. It's kind of faded since, but it's really more of a usage thing, which is baffling to me. And also Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, who almost started crying on his video because of how perplexed he was that they're not using Derrick Henry.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Are you confident playing Henry this week?
Yeah, I mean, the week that you sit that guy, he goes for 175 and 3 touchdowns. I'm just going to keep rolling with him. I have him in one of my home leagues. I drafted him at the 10th overall pick. I took him over Puka. Puka came back to me, thank goodness. but, yeah, I'm still rolling with him. I'm going to ride the Derrick Henry train for me this week, unless I have way, you know, just better options like, you know, Christian McCaffrey's and stuff like that. I'll sit him for those guys, but I'm still playing him.
Yeah, there are some names that, you know, you could have grabbed later in rounds, like a Cam Scadabo, Quinshaw Judkins, maybe a Bill that you might want to play over.
Yeah, I'd play all those guys over him, yeah.
Me too. But I got Henry at running back 16, so like to fade him, I ain't fading him. I'm playing him in most situations. But there are some stacked running back rooms out there, so you could make a pivot. Are you playing Zay Flowers? Because I'm going to go with Zay. I don't play it with as much confidence, but I still have him as a top 35 receiver.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's probably a wide receiver 3 this week at best, but I'll play him.
And the tight end position, I'm not playing Mark Andrews or Isaiah Likely. Are you trying to fire up either of those?
No, I've sat most of them wherever I had them.
All right, so let's move on to the next game here. Dallas Cowboys 2-2-1. They head to Carolina to take on the 2-3 Panthers. Cowboys giving up 3 points. Over under 49.5. Let's effing go. Love Hell seeing that pushing 50. Cowboys minus 175. Panthers plus 145. Before we get into the breakdown, let's answer a question in the chat. Jackson Dart Thursday night versus the Eagles or Bryce versus the Cowboys?
Ooh. Ah, man. I think I'm going to lean Bryce just because he has that stud outside wide receiver, whereas Dart really has some limited options to throw to. Like, it's tight ends and running backs, basically. And, like, you know, Slayton got hurt early on, and Wandale, like, didn't even, like, do anything. So that kind of scares me a little bit there on Dart. So I'm going to go Bryce in an easier matchup here, and he has the stud receiver.
Yeah, and also, like, I just hate when you play a fringe starter on Thursday and he busts. Then you have to just see that on your lineup Friday, Saturday, hoping for a better Sunday. I'm going to go with Bryce Young quite handily, to be honest, because I love the matchup. QBs have just had so much success against the Cowboys. In the Eagles,
Jalen Carter
looking
is out. Does that affect it for you at all?
No, because the Eagles, they lost last week, so they're going to be hungry, divisional opponent. And just Jackson Dart has – he's a rookie. I mean, I know he looked good right in that first week, but he had that rushing touchdown. I just don't know if he's going to have the fantasy output where Bryce, like you said, he's got Tet. Right. You know, Jatavion Sanders will be back. Maybe the Coke – Jalen Coker might be on the field this week, and he's going to have some weapons. I think he could throw three touchdowns against Dallas. So I'm going to go with Young pretty easily over Jackson Dart. But let's get into the Panthers or the Cowboys. They're the visiting team, so we'll start there. Dak Prescott, we're firing him up. Top 12 play. He's been on absolute fire. Javonte Williams, what a godsend he is.
I think he's had a touchdown in every game this year.
One of three running backs this season to have 100 points already. And the other two are the guys you'd expect, some of the best in the league. But Javonte's been fantastic, and you're not going to fade him against the Panthers. No way, no how. Again, projected to have about 17 fantasy points, but he's going to push 20. This is the role that he has, and there's just no sign of Jaden Blue. Miles Sanders banged up. Could be a revenge game for Sanders, but I think Javonte's a surefire fired up. We're not looking to have CeeDee Lamb this week, but he is practicing, so we should have him back relatively soon, which is nice.
Well, he hasn't practiced the first 2 days, yeah.
But he hasn't practiced, right, but he's on the training field, he's doing the band work. It seems like he's, you know, he's starting to get in the right direction, but he's not going to play this week, so that means Pickens is a surefire play, right?
Yeah, fire up Pickens. I thought Tolbert was a great play last week. He got a big old goose egg. Mm-hmm. So I don't trust him. This Ryan Flournoy had 6 for 114. Maybe just throw him in there as a flex play. Like, I picked him up in some best ball leagues. I don't hate it. So he could be a useful guy for you. And Jake Ferguson's a lock.
Yeah, Jake Ferguson, the volume he is seeing is just absolutely astronomical.
And
so
Carolina's defense is fucking poopy.
Their cheeks, no doubt. Yeah. I got Jake Ferguson as my tight end one, so you're firing up all day long. Yeah. On the Panthers side of things, we talked about Bryce Young, Tet McMillan. We're going to play Tet. So let's talk about the running back. Rico Dowdle in the revenge game, coming off a 200-plus yard running game. Absolutely berserk last week. But this week, are you going back to the Dowdle well? How high do you think you could play him this week?
Yeah, I would say he's an RB1 for me this week. He's in my top 12 if I had to pick. So, yeah, fire up Dowdle for sure.
Rico Dowdle or Derrick Henry?
Rico Dowdle.
Yes, sir. In that revenge game, absolutely. He's looked great in this team. And I want to ask you real quick about JT Sanders. Practice in full, not carrying an injury designation going into the game. Was starting to catch a little fire early on the season. Got hurt, missed a game. If you're in a dire situation, would you fire up some JT Sanders?
Dire situation, sure. I would prefer to wait a week and see him play and be healthy and all that. Like, I don't think, like, if I don't start JT Sanders, my season's over, kind of thing, you know? Like, I can afford to wait to see on that guy. It's not like he's George Kittle or Travis Kelce out there or anything. So I would prefer to wait a week.
Yeah, I have him more as a stash. In terms of if you need to play this week, I'm playing Chig, I'm playing Barner, I'm playing Theo tonight, Thursday night, I'm playing Mason Taylor, I'm playing all those guys.
Tonges,
I'm playing all those guys for sure. I am excited to see kind of where that can go potentially going forward. Guys, should I do Amon-Ra and Kenneth Walker for Gibbs and Rashi Rice?
I think I go Gibbs and Rashi Rice side, personally.
I would, too, and I love Amon-Ra over Rashi Rice, but, I mean, they're already hyping up Rice. He hasn't gotten back to the field. I think the targets will be there when he returns, and Gibbs is just an absolute destroyer. Kenneth Walker has his ups, has a lot of downs as well. Zach Charbonnet ain't going anywhere, so for me, if you could pull that off, get Gibbs and Rashi Rice, I'll do that. And if you have a buffer for this week, someone to take over for week six, waiting for Rice to get back, even better. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Gibbs and Rashi Rice side as well. Is Terry McLaurin cooked for the season? Is Deebo Samuel the new wide receiver one in Washington?
I mean, it's just all injury-based. Like, if he can get healthy, I think he can be just fine. Like, I don't know if he's putting out 13 touchdowns like he did last year, but I think he could still be a really solid contributor at the wide receiver position for them. Just depends on the injuries, man. If he suffers another injury when he comes back, then it's probably a cook season, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. I mean, he's already a little bit older. He's got his money. There's not as much to push. But what I'll say about McLaurin is, if he comes back healthy, I don't think that means Deebo fades into the night. I think we have two, you know, top 24 receivers on a weekly basis. And I will say this. I strongly believe that Terry McLaurin coming back healthy is probably the difference from Jaden Daniels being like a QB one overall type player or a, you know, QB seven or eight on a weekly basis. I think that is a big difference because that deep ball worked wonders for Terry Mack. It worked wonders for Jaden Daniels last year, and that is something they are sorely, sorely missing. So I think, you know, McLaurin coming back is not only good for the Commanders, it's good for us, Jaden Daniels' rosters, it's good for Debo. The whole mechanism works better when he's on the field.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's move on to the next game, the 2-3 Cardinals, who started off 2-0. Remember the comment from Marvin Harrison, "I don't care about targets, we're 2-0. Well, they've lost three straight, and now they head to Indianapolis to take on the 4-1 AFC South leading Colts. Colts are giving up a touchdown at home as the favorites, over under 46.5. We love to see it. Cardinals plus 270 on the money line, and the Colts are minus 340. So on the Cardinals side of things, let's start at the QB position because Kyler Murray is banged up, hasn't practiced yet. If Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback, what does that mean for this offense?
Revenge game. He's going nuclear. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's kind of, hold, ball control, not take a lot of risk with the ball kind of offense. And that kind of makes me like the under in this game a little bit if Brissett's starting, to be honest with you. I don't love it, but, Brissett, it's kind of like you're hoping for 175, 200 yards at most kind of thing.
Yeah, it's going to make things a little bit rough, but the matchup against the Indianapolis cornerbacks is really juicy. So for a guy like Marvin Harrison, I have him ranked as wide receiver 14, but right now I still am holding out hope that Kyler gets on the field. If Brissett plays, I'm going to drop him a bit. But if you roster Marvin Harrison and Kyler Murray is sidelined, are you going to fire him up? Are you going to play him?
Yeah, it depends on my other options, honestly. If I have, a couple other, solid options, like, I'd probably play Keenan Allen over him, guys like that. Yeah, it just depends on my roster. But I'd probably move him down. Like, you had him at 14, and he'd probably move down into, like, the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably put him behind guys like
Michael Pittman. Yeah, you're probably starting a guy like that. Yeah,
you're going to start him. But, again, you could have drafted better options because we have seen some guys, kind of rise.
I mean, I would think Brissett would just lock on to him and McBride, and that's his only two guys,
Yeah, and I'm playing McBride no matter what. No matter who's the quarterback, I'm definitely playing McBride. The targets will be there for a guy like McBride.
Yeah, they could roll out Trace McSorley, who I absolutely hate, and McBride I'd play. So yeah.
And we'll finish off with the Cardinals talking about the running back. So before I get your opinion on who to start, I want to give my take real quick. I'm gonna put my tinfoil hat on. So everybody, take a minute, take your tinfoil hat. It's conspiracy time with Uncle Matt here. Because the video leaked of Gannon slapping Amari DiMarcanto for a boneheaded play, I kind of think that's going to negate the punishment this week. Because if he didn't do the boneheaded play, Eric, right? If he scores the touchdown, you and I are sitting here calling for the Cardinals to give him more touches. Because you would have went 3 for 86 and a TD. As opposed to the volume that Carter got, the short yardage touchdown that Bam Knight got, we would be sitting here saying Amari DiMarcanto should be rostered, maybe even played. Mm-hmm. And I think that, this is the move that could save the locker room by not double punishing DiMarcanto. So I am not necessarily handing the keys to Michael Carter. I'm actually fading both because I don't know the situation. But I want to hear your take. What do you think about these running backs for the Cardinals?
I would go Carter, Knight, DiMarcanto, because DiMarcanto really didn't play until he got that big carry, and that was it. Like, he wasn't even really used in the receiving game at all. Like, nothing. It was, third quarter, and that's when he had that big run. So, personally, I would have just cut his ass right there on the fucking sideline and told him to find your own way home, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was, come on, man. Just hold on to the ball. Yeah. NFL players, just do the celebration when you chuck the ball at the back of the end zone, at the wall at the back. Because then you crossed. Don't do the flick thing. You don't know where you're at. Stop doing the flick thing. But for me, I don't know if he's a complete nothing in this game plan. So for that, it doesn't mean I'm playing DiMarcanto. It just means I'm not going to play Carter with much confidence. I'm playing Kendre Miller over any of them. I'm playing Gainwell over any of them. I'm playing both Chargers running backs over the Cardinals running backs as well. So I think it's a bit of a shitty situation. And on the Colts side of things, it's pretty straightforward. Daniel Jones, good streamer, probably in the QB2 range, has been decent, good player, but he's been able to support the entire cast. So Jonathan Taylor, ain't nothing got to say about him. You're playing Jonathan Taylor. He's been a stud. Michael Pittman has been damn good this year, so I think you're playing him with
straight
confidence.
Games with a touchdown.
Yeah, baby. I mean, he has a touchdown in 4 of the 5 games. He's been good for this team. Tyler Warren, I have him as tight end 3, so you're playing Tyler Warren. The volume's been there. The scheme fit has been there. Everything's been there for Tyler Warren. But where we got to talk, the thing where it lies, the decision to make in fantasy is Josh Downs. Good game last week, about 11 fantasy points in PPR. Is that repeatable? Are you playing Josh Downs this week?
I'm going to probably say no, because I think Alec Pierce will be back. I think Alec Pierce isn't a bad, like, throw him in there flex play if you're desperate. Josh Downs, I expect this is the kind of game where they are going to be up. You know, they're already the favorite, especially if Jacoby Brissett starts. I think they're definitely going to be the home favorites, and they probably run the ball a little bit more, and they don't play a lot of 3-receiver sets. They'll probably play more 2 tight end sets because they have like 17 tight ends that they play. So, you know, you'll get Mo Alie-Cox and Tyler Warren in there as, you know, blockers basically, and, you know, run 22 personnel. So I would avoid Downs this week if I could.
Follow-up trade question here. Amon-Ra, Kenneth Walker, we talked about the Rashee Rice and Gibbs, but he got another offer, Jinty and Devontae. Which one are you taking, Jinty and Devontae, or are you taking Gibbs and Rice?
Dynasty, I'm taking Amon-Ra and Kenneth, just because Devontae is going to be done here relatively soon. I'm going to get a lot more years out of Amon-Ra and a lot, you know, Kenneth Walker and Jinty. I'll definitely take Jinty, but I don't think it's that far off between like what Amon-Ra and Adams are.
Yeah, and Kenneth Walker's getting that decision point that he could be, you know, signed by another team and then given the keys to that offense and really be a bigger producer. So I think the difference.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And the wide receivers for me allows me to stick with the Amon-Ra Kenneth Walker side. Yeah. This next matchup we're going to talk about, we're going to breeze through it because it's pretty straightforward. The 3-2 Seattle Seahawks head to Jacksonville to take on the 4-1 Jaguars. Seahawks are getting 1.5, over under 47.5. -108 for the Seahawks, -112 for the Jaguars. On the Seahawks side of things, JSN, smash. Wide receiver 2 for me this week, absolute smash. You're going to play him. You're going to play Walker. The question becomes, are you going to play Zach Charbonnet, Eric?
I'm okay with playing him. Like, I have a team or two where I have both, and I just play both. So I'm okay doing that. I think Charbonnet is like a flex play for me.
Are you playing Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones?
That's a good one. Ooh. I think I go Darnold slightly. But Darnold they're probably like... They're probably back-to-back, Darnold and Jones, to be honest. Bryce Young or Darnold. I think I trust Darnold more, so I think I would go Darnold.
This is how I know we are simpatico, because in my ranks, I have Darnold 16, Daniel Jones 17. So they are literally back-to-back. You nailed that there. And we talked about Barner. So we'll finish with Cooper Kupp. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think this game could be, you know, the Jaguars' defense has been really good this year. One of the top ones in the league. So I think they might have to throw the ball a little bit more this week. So I don't mind Cooper Kupp as like a wide receiver 3 flex play.
What about the Jaguars? So we've had a lot of downs with Trevor Lawrence, but last week was pretty good with the 2 rushing touchdowns. I would say the most locked and loaded play on the Jaguars side is Etienne. He seems like a weekly play. The volume is there. Talk to me about the wide receivers, though. BTJ, Travis Hunter, neither of them have really been all that exciting in fantasy football.
Yeah, BTJ had a decent game this week. I think he's starting to get going and all that, so I'm still playing BTJ. Hunter kind of just depends on my options, really. You know, if I have, you know, desperate for a play, I'm okay throwing him in there, but I'm not, like, in love with starting him this week.
We have a question in the chat. PPR league, Chris Olave in a late second round pick in 26 or AJ Brown?
Honestly, I think I'd take Olave in the pick.
Me too. Olave is only one of a select few of receivers that have double digit targets in a number of games.
I'm just tired of the AJ Brown experience. He's already about to be 29. Like, it's starting to get on the other side of his career. He's had numerous knee issues. So, yeah, I'm okay doing that.
Trade JSN and A-Chain for Josh Jacobs and CD Lamb.
I'm also starting Javonte, so the Cowboys' bye week might hurt a lot. Yeah, I'm not worried about a bye week. Man, I think I just stick with JSN and A-Chain on this one. Like, I love CD, but there's no guarantee, like, he comes back and smashes after that. I mean, that was a wicked ankle injury. So there's just no guarantee he comes back and smashes on that. I remember, I think it was Jerry Judy's rookie year, and he got an ankle sprain week one against the Giants. And he just was never the same for, like, the rest of that season. Like, he missed almost, like, six or seven games and just was never right. So I think I'm sticking with JSN Achan.
Me too. And also, just pound for pound, even a healthy CeeDee Lamb, JSN's been as good. JSN's numbers are absolute. They're on the level of Puka Nacua and nobody else. And Achan's younger than Josh Jacobs, electric. I'm going to stick with JSN and Achan here, no doubt about it. All right, let's move on to the next game, the L.A. Chargers. They're 3-2. Remember we thought they were Super Bowl contenders? I don't know if they still are. We'll see, though. They head to South Beach to take on the 1-4 Dolphins. The point spread here is a little bit perplexing to me based on what I would have thought a couple weeks ago, but let's talk about it. Chargers giving up 4.5. Thought they'd be bigger favorites in this matchup. 44.5 over-under, kind of low in my opinion. Chargers minus 218, Dolphins plus 180. Vegas thinks this is going to be a decent game, maybe a low-scoring kind of affair. How do you see this Chargers offense playing out? Talk to me about it.
One more thing on the Jags game real quick. Hunter Long at tight end with Brenton Strange, he just went on IR. I don't mind Hunter Long as, like, a, you know, pickup in best ball, basically. Like, he was getting the snaps there. I think he's the receiving option where Munt is the blocker. So if Hunter Long's available in your best ball league, I'd pick him up. Go
real quick. Are you going to play, if someone has to make a decision tonight, Theo Johnson or Hunter Long?
Theo Johnson, yeah. Okay. I'm still playing Theo. Chargers, Dolphins, yeah. So Herbert playing him. I prefer Haskins over Vidal just because Haskins made the team. He, you know, Jim Harbaugh knows him from Michigan, obviously. And he was playing, he played right after Hampton got hurt. And then Vidal came in with the backups at the end of the game last week. So I am going to go with Haskins there. And I'm okay starting him this week. I've started him over some guys already. So I'm fine firing up Haskins this week. Vidal, flex option, maybe, you know, desperation. Playing the three receivers. I'm still playing Keenan, QJ, and Ladd. And tight end, Gadsden's not terrible. Like, there's probably some other tight ends I'd play. Like, I'd rather play Theo Johnson over him. Same question. So, yeah, that's what I got with the Chargers.
Yeah, I happen to think that they go back to that week one approach. Remember when they just came out gangbusters, let Justin Herbert do the damn thing? I got Herbert as QB3 this week. I think they let him operate, do his thing. I got all three receivers inside my top 30. I think with the running backs, I think they rely on Herbert to do it all and just kind of play Superman as they get things right and as they want to get right, scoring a lot of fantasy points for us, scoring a lot of points on the field. So I love Herbert. I love the pass catchers. As far as the running backs, I'm with you. I got Haskins over Vidal. But I am trying to make other arrangements if possible. I got to see it. I want to see it. I don't, you know, we've been burned now of the decision, you know, between who to play of these backup running backs. So I'd like to take a week to wait. And on the Dolphins side of things, Achan fired up. Jalen Waddle, hell yes, with Tyreek Hill on the sidelines. Are you going to play Tua?
No, there's some other options I would prefer over Tua. Tua is probably a very back-end quarterback, too, for me.
Same. I'm playing guys like Geno Smith, Michael Penix, Mac Jones over Tua. So he's not a play for me. And let's talk about Malik Washington. 4 catches last week, 0 yards.
Yeah.
I'm not playing.
Has to be the first time in NFL history that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Has to be.
He saw Wandale Robinson in 2024 and said, hold my beer.
Yeah. I remember posting about it in the Discord chat. He had 2 for -5 at one point.
Yep.
And then he got it back to 4 for 0.
So 2 for -5 and then 2 for 5.
So that just tells me that they're only giving him like screens and the super short routes. That's all they gave him. So, yeah, I'm going to avoid that. I'm avoiding any other Dolphins receiver. But I'll play Darren Waller. Darren Waller's been playing damn good. So fire me up some Darren Waller, tight end 1 this week.
Absolutely. Got Darren Waller at tight end 6 here. So I'm definitely going with Darren Waller. Next game here, a battle of the AFC North foes. The 1-4 Browns head to Pittsburgh to take on the 3-1 Steelers. Browns are getting 5.5 points as road underdogs. 37.5 over under is absolute stank nasty. Browns plus 215. Steelers minus 265. On the Browns side of things, is there anyone else you're willing to play outside of Quinshon Judkins?
I don't mind Fannin and Njoku. I think that's kind of where Gabriel is going to succeed there with those tight ends. So, yeah, I like Njoku this week. I like Fannin as well. Like, Fannin's probably a tight end 2, and Njoku's probably a back-end tight end 1.
Yeah, that game last week, we clearly saw with Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, at least in the short term, the offense is running through Quinshon and the tight end. So that's where I'm sticking. I'm not going to the wide receivers. Jerry Judy's been a bust. In the redraft, I mean, he's borderline droppable in redraft, especially if you're 1-4 yourself, needing some wins in the short term. Let's go to the Steelers side of things. DK seems like a pretty safe play. But other than that, if Jaylen Warren isn't on the field, we're playing Kenneth Gainwell, right? But if he is on the field, are we going right back to Jaylen Warren? Do we think he gets the volume that he had before injury?
Yeah, I think Jaylen Warren, they trust him, especially in the receiving game. So, yeah, I'm fine with Jaylen Warren. This is a tough matchup to run against, but I have to probably play Gainwell in the league, so I'm okay having him there. Jaylen Warren, I think he's probably more like around the Derrick Henry range, like running back 16, like you mentioned earlier. But yeah, that's and then DK, I'm definitely playing. I don't trust any of the receivers. I don't trust any of the tight ends.
Same. I got Warren as running back 20 if he's healthy, because he actually has like zero runs.
He has practiced, So
he seems like he's gonna play coming off the bye. It seems like he's good to go. The thing I like about Warren is he's catching passes. He's getting the volume. He doesn't have to be explosive to get fantasy points. So I'm gonna go with Warren. I'm gonna go with DK. But there's nothing else I'm gonna play on the Steelers side of things. Let's move on to the next game. The 3-2 New England Patriots are heading to Nolens to take on the 1-4 Saints. Patriots giving up 3.5 points as road favorites. Over under 45.5. Minus 218, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, for the Patriots. Plus 180 for the Saints. Patriots side of things, we're playing Drake May. He's been awesome in real life. He's been awesome in fantasy. So we're going to play him all day long. Stephon Diggs has had back-to-back smash weeks. I think he smashes again this week, so he's for sure a play. Derrick Henry has been good in fantasy. I have him as a top 5 tight end this week, but what we have Hunter to Henry, talk about, EV, what'd I say?
Derrick Henry.
Oh, man. I got hit. We talked Hunter Henry. Well, Derrick Henry would be cool in the Patriots, too, but I'm Patriots fan. But we are going to talk about running backs. We're going to talk about the Patriots running backs because it's been a complete shit show. Yeah. EV, help me make sense of this backfield for the Patriots.
I mean, you're a Patriots fan, and you can't even make sense of it. So
that's right.
You know, I think Gibson being out there is good news for all of fantasy. Like, I think it's probably a 50-50 split between the Rhino and Henderson. Hopefully Henderson starts getting some more receiving work. That's what we want to see. Like, his explosive plays are down, you know, compared to like what Genty's done and Hampton's done and Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's done. We just talked about that on America's Game this week. So I'm expecting some more big plays here. Get Henderson going. He's probably a wide receiver or a running back 2 flex play at best for me this week. And the Rhino kind of the same thing.
If you rostered, you know, Henderson and Stevenson, thinking you had the starter and handcuff, however you decipher it, and you could only play one, who are you playing?
Probably Rhino, because I think he gets the goal line touchdown.
All right, so I have Stevenson ranked higher, but I had this question asked to me before. There's something about sitting Henderson if he goes off for 27 fantasy points that's going to make me physically ill.
Right.
So even though I have Stevenson ranked higher, I feel like if I can only play one of these two, I'm going to go with Henderson, but that might be just stupid cockamamie bro science, but I don't know. I just don't know if I can stomach having Travion on my bench the week he goes berserk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, but I think the Rhino is the one who gets the goal line carries. And then, what was it, week two when he got all the receiving work too? Like, there's that possibility too. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to go with the Rhino.
He's been better for fantasy. Straight up and down the 6 o'clock, he's just been better.
Yeah, nine fumbles, let's get him in there.
Anytime a guy can't hold on the football, you got to get him in over your second round.
I think it might have been you that posted the tweet, or I saw it. The Patriots depth chart this week is Rhino, Shane Vereen, Deion Lewis, James White, and then Travion. Yeah.
And on the Saints side of things, we're not playing Spencer Rattler. Chris Olave is getting the target, so we'll play him. Juwan Johnson, he's been good for fantasy, so we're going to play him. Let's talk about the running backs, though, before we move on. Alvin Kamara has been he's been fine for us fantasy managers, but he's banged up. Do we want him to play, or we just want him to sit out so that we can just fire up Kendre Miller?
I want him to sit out. He hurt his ankle on Wednesday in practice, so they listed him as limited, and then he was limited today again. So at least he was out there and was able to practice today. It wasn't like he was out. So I think that gives you a little bit of hope that he does play. But even then, like, Kendre has kind of led the team in carries the last 2 weeks, I believe. I don't mind Kendre as, like, a flex play. Kamara's probably the same, a flex play. Firing up Olave, fire up Shaheed. Brandon Cook's, like, a desperation flex. Revenge game. There you go.
Let me say, though, Brandon Cooks has a revenge game every week. He's played for all 32 teams, right?
I think so. Juwan Johnson's been a little disappointing the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then now Taysom Hill's back, and now Foster Moreau's back. So I've been sitting Juwan Johnson where I could this week. Last year, when all three tight ends were out there, they were all playing like 33% of the snaps. So Juwan is not going to get that 80-90% he was getting early on in the season, unfortunately. So I'm fading Juwan Johnson.
Juwan Johnson or Mason Taylor this week?
Mason Taylor, easy.
Yes, he's been getting
a shit ton of targets.
Yes, he has. All right, let's move on to the next game, which is the caca poo poo game of the week. The 1-4 Titans head to Vegas to play the 1-4 Raiders. Titans are getting 4.5 points on the road, over under 41.5. Titans plus 185, Raiders minus 225. I'm just going to give you the whole game, E. Just talk about the whole game.
Okay, so Titans, Cam Ward, I think it's still hard to play him even though he had a good comeback last week. Not in love with playing him, but like if you're desperate, okay. Running backs, I think Pollard's still solid. Tajay Spears is just working back.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So not good there. Calvin Ridley finally had a good game. Do I trust it? Hell no. I don't trust any of the other receivers either. Like, Amonor could be okay. Chig and Helm kind of are playing 50-50 at the tight end spot, so don't mind them. Chig actually had a pretty solid game last week. You know, they're probably more back-end tight end twos for me. And then Raiders side, Geno at home has been fucking god-awful this year. He's... Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. I've dropped him in some leagues, you know, redraft leagues and stuff, and picked up other quarterbacks. Genty, fire him up. Wide receivers, you got to keep playing Jacoby Myers. And even without Bowers, it's been pretty sad the last couple weeks. But he gets the volume and the targets. I got to fire him up against the Titans, which aren't a very good team. Bowers probably isn't playing again. Michael Mayer has been practicing in full, so he'll be back. Maybe we get a little bit of Michael Mayer love this week.
Move on to the next game.
Trey Tucker's not terrible. Forgot about
him. Yeah, Trey Tucker, especially, yeah, if you need some points, let's say after tonight, after Thursday Night Football, you're looking up at a big, you know, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown stack, and you need some big points. I like that. I like that call.
Yep.
So we talk about the caca poo poo game of the week. This might be my favorite game of the slate, which, surprise, surprise, involves the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 4-1 49ers head to Tampa Bay to play the 4-1 Bucks. Niners plus getting 3 points on the road, over under 47.5. Hell yeah. Niners plus 136 on the money line. Buccaneers minus 162. Let's start with the visiting San Francisco 49ers. Mac Jones has been good in fantasy, but it feels like he's holding on by a thread. The dude's about to die. He's been, you know, almost killing himself out there. If you had, you know, used him, maybe you have been rostering Lamar, lost Lamar, and you picked up Mac. Are you going back to the Mac Jones well this week?
I think this honestly is a pretty easy game for us. I think it's start him if you got him. I'm starting everybody. Start Mac, start McCaffrey. Pearsall's not going to play. Juwan Jennings probably isn't playing, so Kendrick Bourne, fire him up. Dave Tonjes, fire him up. So I'm good firing those guys up. And then Tampa Bay side, Baker, Rashad White, Ibuka, obviously. Godwin is a little iffy. He does, you know, still doesn't look
fibia?
Healthy.
His fibia. He missed practice with a fibia injury.
Yeah, I don't know if he got like a bone bruise or something. Maybe.
What is that? That's an injury usually, you know, linked to a massive car accident. What? Right. What happened? Like, what could be sore of your fibia? It's just weird. It feels like
I'm guessing he got whacked. He whacked his leg on somebody, or a bone bruise or something. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think he's probably like a wide receiver 3 flex play. I don't hate Sterling Shepard. Kate Otten finally had a good game last week. So I don't mind Kate Otten too. Like, he finally showed some life.
The next game looks like a college football week one matchup. The 2-3 Bengals head to Green Bay to take on the 2-1-1 Packers. Joe Flacco arrives on Tuesday, playing on Sunday, and he is getting 14 points on DraftKings Sportsbook. Unbelievable. Over under 44.5, which means Vegas believes that the Packers are going to absolutely dog walk the Bengals. Listen to this money line. This is we've talked about it in episodes past, of these crazy money lines. This is the craziest I've seen so far in the NFL, maybe over the last few years. Plus 675 for the Bengals, minus 1050 EV. Unreal. So on the Bengals side of things, with Joe Flacco, we drafted Chase Brown so high. We drafted Jamar Chase with the 101, 102. We drafted T. Higgins high. What are we doing with these massive fantasy assets in week 6?
Yeah, Flacco probably just a best ball play for me. I think it's better than what Browning's done, so that, you know, that's a positive. I like Chase and Higgins, so I'm firing those guys up for sure. Osavas finally came around last week and had a game, so like in best ball, I don't mind him. Chase Brown, though, just looks like absolute ass. The offensive line looks like ass. Hopefully Flacco maybe can dump the ball to him a little bit more and he gets some points. But like, if I can sit Chase Brown, if I have some better options, I definitely would. If you got to play him, like, he's probably like a back end RB2, like the 24th, 25th running back overall for me.
I got Brown at 28. I mean, you know what his longest run in the year is?
Probably like minus 2.
It's 11 yards is his longest run from scrimmage. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, you could make a case to play both Chargers guys over him. Hell, you could make a case to play Kenny Gainwell over Chase Brown at this point in the season. I'm playing Jamar Chase because you just can't. What are you going to do? You're going to bench Jamar Chase? No.
I mean, Flacco's best thing is throwing it. So, like, him and Higgins, I think, can eat. Yeah.
And at this point, I mean, if you're going to follow the Vegas trend, you're going to be seeing the Bengals in garbage time. And we don't give a shit about garbage time in fantasy. That there could be a lot of fantasy points scored in garbage time. Hell, Ja'Marr Chase went berserk in garbage time last week as the Bengals were getting dog walked, and then just Jake Browning started chucking the ball downfield. That could easily be Joe Flacco. And on the Packers side of things, Bryce Young, thank you. I'll play ya. Josh Jacobs, obviously, you're going to play him all day, every day. Tucker Kraft, yes, please. I have him at tight end, too. But, E, tell me about the wide receivers. Who do we want to play? Golden. Are we going to play him? Are we going to play Dobbs? Are we going to play all of them? Who do we like at wide receiver for the Packers?
I mean, Dobbs has been, like, their goal line guy, so I like him. Mm-hmm. I kind of am buying the post-buy rookie bump for Golden. Like, I think this could be Golden's big game. Like, I wouldn't mind putting betting on whatever site you're on and put the 100 yards mark for Golden, like first 100 yard game and a touchdown. Like, I don't mind throwing that bet out this week. Wicks. Wicks could be a flex play for me. Definitely playing Jacobs, definitely playing Kraft, definitely playing Jordan Love. So yeah, I'm firing up pretty much everybody here.
Matthew Golden or Zay Flowers?
Oh man, that one's really close. I think I would lean Zay Flowers, but I don't, like, love it.
It's close.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden or Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Golden, but what we're hoping for, and it's a shitty thing to hope for, but at this point, I think we're hoping for, like, 4 for 110. Like, we're looking for a Rashid Shaheed type of game from Golden for him to hit pay dirt, for him to, you know, cash in on starting him this week.
Yep.
Let's move on. We got three primetime games. They're not really island games because there's two Monday night games. So I guess it's not technically island. But Sunday Night Football is going to be a fun one. The 4-1 Detroit Motor City Kitties head to Kansas City to take on the 2-3 Chiefs. Lions are getting 2.5 points as road underdogs, even though they are better so far this year than the Chiefs. But EV, listen to this over-under. 52.5.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Put that right into my veins. Lions plus 114 on the money line. That smells like a nice little bet. I think I'm going to play a little five-beaner on the Lions. And then minus 135 for the Chiefs. For the Lions, just run through it. It seems pretty straightforward, right? We're playing them all.
Yeah, Lions, you're playing everybody. You're playing Goff. You're playing Gibbs. Monty, I think, maybe a RB2 flex play. Amon-Ra playing J-Mo. I could see getting home in this one, so I like
you
him.
You played J-Mo in a 52.5 over under. Games you play J-Mo.
Yeah, and Tesla finally took over the wide receiver three role this week. He played 80% of the snaps, where Khalif Raymond played like 10%. So Tesla's finally taken over. Laporta, you're playing him. So yeah, pretty easy there.
And on the Chiefs side of things, Pat Mahomes, he's been running, so you're going to fire him up all day long. I love Mahomes this week. I am at QB7. He's a top 10 play. Travis Kelce playing. Hollywood Brown, fringe flex, I'd say. Xavier Worthy, smash. I love Xavier Worthy this week. I'm at wide receiver 6. But talk to me about the running backs. How are you playing the running back game this week with them? With Breshad Smith getting a little bit more, but still not enough to play.
Yeah, it's like a three-way fuck fest, like I always talk about. Pacheco's looked a little better lately, but he hasn't gotten the touchdown. Kareem Hunt got the 2 touchdowns this past week. So, yeah, they're like RB2 flex plays for me. Like, there's probably a lot of other guys I'd rather play over them, though. Breshad Smith is a hold on your team just to kind of see, you know, if he gets a Jerick McKinnon type role here eventually. And then, obviously, Kelce. I don't mind Tyquan Thornton for one more week, but I think once Rashee Rice comes back next week, I think, you know, Juju probably is out of there and probably Tyquan Thornton. So we're going to probably get Hollywood, Rashee, and Worthy. But I wouldn't be surprised if Hollywood maybe gets the backseat and they keep playing Thornton too. So I think it could be an interesting development.
Yeah, I think in leagues where you have Hollywood Brown, if you're looking to sell, even in Dynasty for like a fourth, this is the week to do it, because once Rashee Rice comes back, I see Hollywood Brown going into the Thornton role, which we're just looking for, at best, 3 deep targets. If he doesn't catch them, you're shit out of luck. So I think the days for Hollywood Brown to be a fantasy producer are numbered. But as we broke it down, it's going to be a great game on Sunday Football. And we're going to get into the Monday night slate here. Monday night, the best Monday night of the year. Both of these games are fucking awesome. Let's start with the 4-1 Bills heading to the dirty ATL to take on the 2-2 Falcons. Bills are giving up 4.5 points on the road. 49.5 over under. Hell yes. Bills minus 225. Falcons plus 185. EV, just go through this whole game because it feels like a, it feels like we already know what it is. You're playing the dudes you've been playing, and we're going to be excited about it.
Yeah, I think this game could be, you know, higher scoring. I think, you know, Atlanta coming off a bye, hopefully a little rested, you know, had a week to prepare here. Buffalo's coming off a tough loss, so, like, I think they could be had here a little bit. But I could see it definitely being a higher scoring game. But playing Josh Allen, you're playing James Cook, I'm playing Shakir. I don't mind Coleman this week. I think he could be solid. Dalton Kincaid, you're definitely playing too. So I'm going to play all those Bills guys. And then Falcons side, Penix, probably a back middle to back end quarterback too. Bijan, you're playing. Drake London, you're playing. Darnell Mooney, I'm not sure if he's going to play. I don't think he hasn't practiced.
Yeah.
So that could be means a lot of Mooney or a lot of London and a lot of Kyle Pitts. So Kyle Pitts, I definitely like a lot this week. I think he's like a probably a top 10 tight end.
Would you believe it? You look up at it 6 weeks in, and all of a sudden, Dalton Kincaid, tight end 2 so far, getting a lot of points out of the slot.
Touchdowns.
Which has, yeah, and it's come at the expense of Khalil Shakir being a weekly consistent playable guy. But I want to ask you about Penix. Are you going to play Penix or Trevor Lawrence?
I think I am going to go Trevor Lawrence barely.
Me too. Michael Penix or Mac Jones?
McCorkle. Gotta go.
Yeah, baby. McCorkle's been dynamite. But again, you know, we're back at it. Kyle Pitts, we're firing him up top 10 play. It's exciting to see Kyle Pitts be a good fantasy asset. And now we are at the last game of the Week 6 slate. And this is going to be an awesome game. I cannot wait for this kickoff. The 2-2 Bears coming off a bye head to the nation's capital to take on the 3-2 Commies. The Bears getting 4.5 points as road underdogs. Over-under 49.5. Let's effing go. Bears plus 185 in the money line. Commanders minus 225. Let's start with the Bears. Caleb Williams, I got him as QB5. Am I too high on him?
Probably, yeah.
He's but been I don't mind sick them. Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, coming off the bye, we'll see. Hopefully they can pull some more tricks out here. This was a crazy game last year in Washington, too. So this
a game in which Caleb had a good game. He was pretty locked in against the Commanders last year.
Right. So, yeah, I got he's a quarterback one.
Yeah.
So you probably have maybe slightly too high, but like what, 10th? 7th, 9th, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Running backs, I mean, Swift is RB2. Like, he's just getting the volume. And Mogan and I has not practiced, so Roshan might finally get to play. wide receivers, I was surprised. So I had Rome Odunze on a couple of my teams, and I had him on the bench currently just because I had some really good options still. But then I went to Fantasy Pros and looked at him, and he's like 5th this week. Wide receiver. I'm like,
I have
a
wide receiver 6.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, maybe I'm underestimating Rome. So I've threw Rome in all my lineups. So I'm playing him. I think DJ Moore is a wide receiver 3, kind of like in that, you know, Cooper Kupp range that we were talking about earlier. And then tight end, I'm hoping it's Loveland finally gets in there after the bye week here, but I'm not 100% certain on. So they're both like tight end 2s for me.
Yeah, this is a smoke 'em if you got up type of game. Because on the Commander side of things, you don't make it hard on yourself. You're playing Jaden, obviously. Debo, obviously. Zach Ertz, definitely. Bill, I got Bill as running back 15 this week. I think Bill Kroski-Merrick goes nuts this week. I think he's sick. Big game for him.
The one with Ertz, he put up a goose egg last week. Are you that confident in him? Do you think last week was just kind of, you know, just especially without McLaurin, it kind of shocked me that he just put up a goose egg.
Yeah, it just seemed like the production came from the running back. I mean, it didn't really. It was Debo. It was Bill. Even Jaden was good, not great. Didn't light the world on fire. They didn't need it. They didn't need him to do all those things. They were able to control the Chargers. They were able to kind of come from behind, but also it was weird. They were coming from behind, but they were playing like they were winning from minute one. Mm-hmm. And I just think that when we look at this 2-week sample size, last week and this week, Ertz could go for 20, and then it looks like 10 and 10 over the last 2 weeks. I think it's just like a bad game last week could be an overcorrection this week, so I'm going to play him. I got him at tight end 12, so I'm gonna play guys like Kincaid, Pitts, Laporta over him, even Darren Waller, but I'm still playing him as a tight end one.
Yeah, and now that I think about it, this, the Bears game was the game CD got hurt early, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's when Ferguson had like 15 targets. He went nuts. So, okay. So, yeah, that gives me a little more confidence in Ertz. Probably a top of the tight end 2 range for me.
And that's going to do it, folks. That is the Week 6 walkthrough. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here in Week 6. Hopefully you guys get these dubs, go through each and every week. Eric, let the people listening know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL, at America's Game Pod as well on X. I'm on Start Sit Show on Sunday mornings, right here on the walkthrough every Thursday night for you guys. And pop up here and there once in every while, so.
Yeah, make sure you come back to this channel, the South Harmon Fantasy Football Channel, for the Start Shit Show this Sunday. Get all those lineup decisions ironed out with your boys here at South Harmon. You can find me on X. I'm at Matty Q. And, of course, go to southharmonff.com. Get the Warp Tool. Get everything we're going on. Make sure you're subscribed here to South Harmon Fantasy, South Harmon Vibes, South Harmon Dynasty. We are bringing it to you every which way. So make sure you're tuned in, tapped in, locked in here each and every week at South Harmon. I'm Matty Kiwoom. He's Eric Vanek, and we will walk you through next week. We'll see you later. Peace.